I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein with the WBUR Greater Boston Area Forecast for Tuesday, the 23rd of March. Wasn't yesterday gorgeous? What a beautiful day. And we're starting it out again with mostly clear skies. And then once the sun gets up, depending on when you're listening to this, temperatures are going to rebound. There may be a few high wispy clouds. Winds are light. And those light winds are going to allow a sea breeze to develop. And that sea breeze means business here this afternoon. I think temperatures, say, from Provincetown, much of the Cape, are going into the 40s. Same thing will probably happen in downtown Boston, much of the North Shore. Around Plymouth, I think it's going into the 40s this afternoon. So you want to be aware that when you listen to the forecast and you hear, hey, high temperatures today, 60 to 65, that's not for those of you along the coastline. It's actually going to be 45 to 50 this afternoon after warming up. So the best time of the day, or the warmest time of the day, is going to be this morning up until about 11 or 12, and then that sea breeze will kick in and start penetrating west. It may even get to 128 and knock temperatures back a bit as well. So just be aware of that. Keep a jacket handy for those of you listening that are along the coastline. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, temperatures down in the upper 30s, and tomorrow a lot more clouds around. I think we still have a southeasterly wind. Not as nice of a day. It's mild. It's above average. We're in the 50s. Probably staying at or just under 50, again, right along southerly and southeasterly facing coastal areas. As we head for Thursday, warm front goes by. There might be an early shower. If we get the sunshine, we're going well into the 70s. As a matter of fact, some places may get to the mid to upper 70s. If it stays mostly cloudy a little longer, we'll be in the 60s to low 70s. The bottom line is it will be the warmest day of the next several. Friday, a couple of showers. Clouds, some sun, temperatures in the 60s. It's a little breezy on that day, and then it's cooler here on Saturday. We do need rain. We might get some on Sunday or Sunday night, and there may be a little bit more early next week. We really are getting very dry around here. This is certainly kind of bizarre to have so little rainfall in our wettest month. But enjoy it. I can't do anything about it, so we might as well enjoy it. And don't forget the chilly stuff this afternoon.